two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 30 degrees.
Crash-free and delay-free so far on our drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
One man is dead, two others rescued after an apparent rappelling accident in Zion National Park.
KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is live with the updated details. Nick?
Amanda, rescuers say a group was rappelling in Heaps Canyon when they became stranded. Park officials say 31-year-old Andrew Arvig from Chesapeake, Virginia, was with two friends, and he had difficulty rappelling past a rock ledge, as did his group. 30 rescuers were called out to help them. Arvig's two friends were lowered without injury, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. It's unclear exactly what happened or how he died. Park officials say that remains under investigation. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
A pregnant woman is being called a hero after she helped rescue a West Jordan man from a burning house. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with that story. Heather?
Tim, Sarah Mon says she saw the flames from a couple blocks away. She tells KSL TV's Dan Rascone she didn't think. She just jumped in her car and headed over to see if she could help. When she arrived, she ran up and banged on the door, even though she's almost 5 months pregnant, and says she could feel the heat of the fire.
I would hate to see the fire and know I didn't do anything and somebody died.
The man inside told Mon he was dead asleep and would have died if she hadn't woken him up. Fire officials are still investigating the cause of the fire, which started in the garage and spread to a neighboring house. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Supreme Court will hear a case on Wednesday that could impact the landmark Roe v. Wade decision.
Lower courts have blocked Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, saying it violates the Supreme Court decision that protects a woman's right to choose abortion before a fetus can live outside the womb. Texas passed an even more restrictive law banning the procedure after 6 weeks. Some legal experts say they cannot see how the court can uphold the 15-week restriction without entirely reversing the earlier court's Roe v. Wade decision.
ABC's Andy Field reporting.
Omicron is a concern, but not a cause for panic. That's the message from the White House and health officials as scientists work to learn more about the variant.
Scientists are racing to determine how dangerous Omicron might be as the new coronavirus variant spreads around the world. Cases involving Omicron have been detected in at least 17 countries. Doctors say the variant's high number of mutations could make it more transmissible, and preliminary evidence suggests an increased risk of reinfection.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting there from Washington.
Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama will get another chance to unionize after the National Labor Relations Board called for a new election. The board said Amazon used unfair practices to pressure workers to vote against the union back in April. ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran says union organizers will get another shot, but it could be a long shot.
They got thumped, the union did, in Alabama when they took this vote, losing 2-1. It's very, very hard to organize in the South in general. There's a cultural reluctance about unions. And as Amazon said, the minimum wage in Alabama is $7.20 an hour or something like that. They pay $15.30 an hour.
ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran reporting.
According to the Consumer Price Index, the cost of groceries has gone up more than 5% in the past year. That's one of the largest increases in 20 years. Certified financial planner Shane Stewart with DMBA says that's a shock because inflation has been so low for such a long time. Stewart says even though the percentage seems big, the dollar amount isn't that huge.
If you were spending $100 at the grocery store right now, it might cost you $105 because things have gone up temporarily.
Stewart says having a budget and being thrifty can help.
Okay, so weather now with Brett Benson. Another warmer than usual day for this final day of November, and still no real storms on the horizon.
The main weather player right now continues to be a ridge of high pressure. It has weakened a little bit today. It won't bring much more than a few clouds to the higher elevations. This weak system will weaken the inversion somewhat because it'll cool the temperatures by a few degrees in the higher elevations. So we could see air quality improvement during the day today as compared to yesterday or even this morning. Overall, it'll be very little change.
Brett says tomorrow's looking even warmer, with highs reaching into the mid-50s in the valleys as we enter December.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.